God. How to communicate directly with God and get the answers you need. Notice it was not said to get the answers you want. If you knew what you needed, you would not need to talk to God. You're going to God because you are at the end of your rope and you don't know where else to go. It is stated in the Bible that the kingdom of God is within you. We are all seeking the kingdom of God, but we don't realize that we only need to work within consciousness in order to find it. Another treatment that was just provided under the title of System of Divine Metaphysics and Mathematics, there was some detail given about each of the seven synonymous terms for God and the four operators. That information will not be repeated here, and so it is suggested that you listen to that recording, which is 63 minutes and dated October 29, 2023, to get more information on the seven synonymous terms and the four operators, all of which are part of the System of Divine Metaphysics as referred to by Mary Baker Eddy in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures on page 146, beginning line 31. As has been stated many times, any number of people can use the mathematical tables or mathematics and come up with exactly the same answer. It doesn't matter where you're located, what is your language, what is the reason that you want to use them. It doesn't matter. They all work the same way for everyone because there is a system. Mathematics is not isolated to an individual. It is a system that exists and is omnipresent for anyone to use anytime under any circumstance. It doesn't matter whether you are at a grocery store and want to add up the cost of each of the items that you're purchasing, or whether you are a farmer and want to add up the production from your acreage, or whether you are a rocket scientist and are applying mathematics to a specific area within your expertise of being a rocket scientist, or whether you are conducting a sports event and want to make sure everyone is accounted for before you start the race or whatever the event is. Mathematics works the same way no matter to what the object is to which it is applied. That is the magic that works for any system. If the rules are obeyed and the application to which they are applied is correctly analyzed to make sure you are applying the correct elements to the subject, then the answer will be the same no matter who does it, because it is a system. Mathematics is a system. Divine metaphysics is a system. Music is a system. In other words, it is a principle that governs the outcome. Two very important terms that relate to principle are system and structure. Two other ones are balance and harmony. So you will have balance and harmony if you use the system and structure properly. No matter what challenge one may be facing, one can communicate to God about it by simply understanding an inkling of what God is. Mary Baker Eddy gives us many definitions of God depending on which aspect to which we would like to focus. She states that God is all in all, and the first all meaning source, and the second all meaning manifestation. So God is all comprehensive. God is not a person. Some people think that Jesus was God, or they might look to a priest or a pope as God, or they might look to someone else as God. They might worship their wife or their husband as God, or some beautiful Hollywood star. It doesn't matter what one thinks God is, that is their own salvation that they must work out to make sure that they're finding out the truth. So if one wants to communicate with God, one needs to communicate with the qualities. As one becomes in alignment with the qualities, they are communicating with God. Mary Baker Eddy said, "To find me, look in my writings. To understand me, look in my writings." Everything that was written that has her name on as the author is pretty much a divine inspiration directly from God. There might be a few things, such as things she wrote about her experiences in life and so forth, that was just her reiteration of those experiences. But anything that ends up being a part of the textbook, which is really instructions and information about the discovery of Christian Science and what she found to be true by her own demonstration, she has shared with the world so that anyone can be applying those same principles in their situation to get a solution, to obtain a result. It will be the correct result if everyone follows the principle, but it may not be what one would like to hear, because many times people do not want to hear the truth. They want to hear what mortal mind or a self-will wants to think is true, which may or may not be true. If mortal mind is doing the thinking or the talking, then it probably is not true, because mortal mind cannot even think in the spirit. So therefore, since spirit is a substance of all reality, mortal mind cannot even relate to it, let alone understand it, and certainly would not agree with it. Mortal mind, of course, wants there to be an understanding that there is life, truth, and intelligence in matter. Because matter, or its director, which is mortal mind, is exactly what is the composition of evil, of all materiality, of all falsity. There is no truth in falsity, and therefore there's no truth in mortal mind or anything that so-called mortal mind generates or tries to present or suggest. Helen Wright wrote a book entitled Your Divinity Revealed, and there are 7 chapters in there one on each of the seven synonymous terms for God of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. And if one studies those seven chapters, which are chapter 4 through 10, genuinely and consistently, they will get a wealth of understanding about the seven synonymous terms for God. And if one thinks about those throughout the day and applies them to what they are doing and what they're thinking, what they're saying, wonders will take place within that individual's life. Because one is aligning oneself with God. One is talking to God, listening to God with their thought, speech, and action. In stating what his relationship was with God, Jesus said, "My Father and I are one." That didn't mean that God had a physical body which was representing himself in symbolic form as Jesus, although Jesus was the symbolic representative of the Christ consciousness, and in fact his title was Christ. So the proper way, just like one would call someone Mr. or Doctor or President, whatever their title may be, one would properly address Jesus by saying Christ Jesus, putting the title before his name. But Jesus was a common name. But for the one that we study in order to gain a better understanding of God, he was properly called Christ Jesus, which gave him a very special title, because he was a full representation of the Christ. His ability to ascend proved that he had gained a consciousness that was in alignment with God. Maria Brunson delivered a series of seminars, all of which are on our website, mbeinstitute.org. And in those seminars, she did an excellent job of explaining the system of divine metaphysics and how each of the synonymous terms relate to the other synonymous terms, and how one can utilize the system of divine metaphysics to solve a problem. It is highly recommended that one take a look at those seminars, listen to them, and gain from them what they have to offer. Also, Frederick L. Rawson did some wonderful work in his publication, Treatment or Healing by True Prayer. In it, he analyzes 1,315 ailments, everything you can imagine, and gives a brief statement about what the belief is on the ailment, and then gives the counterfact, which is what Mary Baker Eddy says we need to know in order to heal it. In order to heal the ailment that appears to be real in the situation at hand, Mr. Rawson recommends that one does not study ailments that do not apply to them, that is not a challenge for the individual, because what it does is it really embeds in thought the belief about the ailment. And of course, our goal should be to devote our time to cultivating our thought about God and man and the relationship between God and man, not to be embedding in thought an entire encyclopedia of ailments. If one wants to communicate with ailments, then study that. If one wants to communicate with God, which is the solution to all ailments, then study God. The website offers many tools in addition to the over 100 treatments that are available. And if one applies the principles that are stated in the treatments, they can be applied to any ailment, even if that's not the topic of the particular treatment. Just like mathematics has a system, and if you understand the system, you can apply it to any particular situation, so can the system of divine metaphysics be applied to any circumstance if you understand it well enough, and you will come up with a solution and a healing. Aligning one's consciousness with the Christ consciousness enables one to communicate with God and to obtain answers for any ailment that may be confronting one at any moment. God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. That is the definition of God as defined in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy on page 465, which is recapitulation chapter, which is a summary of chapters 1 through 13. It is also defined on page 587 in the glossary with a focus on the key to the scriptures, whereas the first 14 chapters are focused on the elements. And on page 587, it is defined as God is the great I am, all knowing, all seeing, all acting, all wise, all loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. On the same page is the definition of good. Good is defined as God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and omni-action. If one studies the textbook to get a more clear understanding of each of those synonymous terms and also the operators by studying the various references that are included in this treatment and other ones which are on the website, then one is talking with God, for God is qualities. God is not a person. One very easy thing to remember is what Mr. Rawson has stated very clearly in an instantaneous healing that he was involved in, and that is that there is nothing but God. Let us each strive to understand more clearly what that means, for it is all comprehensive. Amen.